Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay. This is the first show that I'm doing, and as a consequence, I'm not sure how long it's going to last, and I've only allowed 15 minutes, which may well mean that there'll be no callers, but that's okay. If we have callers, we'll have a longer show next time. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about who I am as a person. I'm not here to tell you how you should believe or who you should believe in. Caller from area code 512, you're on the air. By charity, goodness, restraint, and self-control, men and women alike can store up a well-hidden treasure, a treasure which cannot be given to others and which robbers cannot steal. A wise person should do good. That is the treasure which will not leave one. That's the Kadaka Patha. And we're here today and every day that I talk about loving each other and being kind to one another. I am having difficulty hearing callers, and I don't know why that may be. So if you call in, I may not be able to get you working this time, but I will the next time, and I appreciate your courtesy in trying. I like this particular quote that I just read a moment ago because it reflects who I am. A lot of people are talking about New Age wisdom when really the wisdom that is coming around, such as in the Kadaka Patha, is Old Age wisdom that predated Christianity. It's wisdom that Jesus in his passages talked about. It's wisdom that we hear and see in many religious texts. It's about treating other people the way you want to be treated. I think that in this quote, by charity, goodness, restraint, and self-control, men and women alike can store up a well-hidden treasure, there is an obvious truth. You get so much more in life with sugar than with vinegar. However, in reading the quote, I noticed for the first time the use of the words restraint and self-control. Learning to think again and not give voice to anger, to judgment, to unkind, defeating words is a huge feat for me. In fact, it's almost counterintuitive. I can't speak for those of you, but many times my tongue wants to just go forward despite the fact that the good Lord gave me teeth to keep it in control and out of harm's way. In the past, I took solace in not being me most of the time. In other words, I wasn't talking mean words most of the time, so that was okay. Those words were an aberration in who I am. But as time has passed, I've come to recognize that those particular words are words I don't want to say because they destroy my peace. I am learning the joy of seeing others and seeing more in others than they show. I am learning the joy in holding my tongue. I am not sure when I first learned or decided anything and everything I thought warranted unsolicited vocalization. But I am learning words that are not kind can remain unsaid, unwritten, uncommunicated, left to nest in the ether of silence until the moment when they could potentially have meaning passes. What a thought, not speaking, not saying, not verbalizing unkind words. There are some days that I am better at this than there are others. But those days I succeed stand out in lustrous beauty as days in which what I said and did truly reflect who I am. Those days are my model. As I practice, they are growing in number. As I restrain myself and control what I say, my larder of peace explodes in joy. I suggest you try it. Rethink your first response in an angry or trying moment Rethink every response you can give until you have something positive to say. Until you can re-see that moment in positive terms. Then embrace that moment just as it is, designed to be a chance for you to grow in peace. Or not. If you fail, you'll have another one. You will feel joy when you restrain yourself from saying angry words, words that echo in the ether of time. I've always found and taken solace from a particular passage in the Bible in John that says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." To me, that says a lot. So the Word existed. God held the Word, and the Word was God. So every time I speak and I manifest a positive, loving, caring thought, I am using my God well, because the Word was God. And every time I speak in anger, allowing words to go out into the universe, echo around the world, jar a person's consciousness, cause that person to feel less than they are, I am not using God wisely. This particular topic came to me today as one that I wanted to discuss in my first show, because last night I had a jarring telephone call about a battle that was going on between people that I love very, very much. And some of the words that were being said were reported to me, and they were being reported in anger, and they were justified. And I thought, oh my, how those words hurt. And then I thought, if I were angry and saying mean things, what would I want someone to say back to me? And it would not be the same mean things that I am saying. So in every moment, we are given a chance to reach out and be our highest selves. And in the case of the people who were calling me about the family battle, each one of the young adults and older adults involved in that conflict had a chance to reach out in love and stop the conflict from brewing to the point where things were said to young adults that they will carry with them forever. I one time read an article that said, words that can be said in 10 seconds can last for a lifetime. It would be nice if we could let go of every moment and just live in the current one. But the reality is that's not the nature of human beings. The nature is to think and rethink and rethink. And starting today, I encourage each and every one of you to think about the words you want someone else to be associating with you for the rest of their lives. And then, when you have an opportunity to have input in a negative situation, once again, as I said earlier, think, then rethink until something positive comes through your mind that can be said that will heal as opposed to cause further dissension. Words that will be remembered by that person for the rest of their life in a positive way. Not names, not judgment, not anger, but instead positive, kind, caring words. Wow, I feel like I'm preaching to you, and that's not my goal at all. I was hoping we would be talking today and I could make up some questions that you might have brought out or comments that you might have made. As I'm looking here, seeing there's 4 more minutes, but I want this to be my first show, as imperfect as it is. No callers in, me talking to myself, me expanding what was intended to be an introduction to a very long-winded speech. Someday we will all laugh at this particular show and we will say, and that was the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Wow. What a charge. When you think about having to use your words in a way that reflects God. Huge. One time I had a radio show before, and so I know dead space is not good, but somehow it's hard not to have some dead space when you're talking about things that have such heaviness to them. Things that are amazing in themselves. Just amazing. The other day, I saw a little post-it, and it said that the word silent uses exactly the same words as, the word silent uses exactly the same letters as the word listen. That is huge. I never thought of that. That's kind of like dog using the same letters as the word God. If you think about that, will you treat your dog better? So how about if you think about silent and listen, and you think about words being God, what will that do? We're down to the final seconds here, and I would like to say to you, let us all join our thoughts and send love and healing energy to ourselves, to our families, to our neighborhoods, to our cities, to our countries, and to our world. May love enfold each and every one of you. This is Mara, and thank you for coming to You Are Okay. I appreciate your listening, and I look forward to talking to you next Sunday. May love enfold you. May you know the joy of peace.